Hey, all right. Thank you very much to Giles for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after. It's fun.
What's fun?
Pretending like we don't know how to talk on the radio because we're pros. Old pros.
Old pros. Welcome. I don't know what that was going to be.
Welcome to Old Pro Radio.
Chairlift has a new album coming out January 24th. I believe it is called Something. This is the cutoff of it called Sidewalk Safari. Mascot Wedding Show coming up next. David, we have a lot of fun planned.
We have a ton of fun.
Hear that, folks? 2,000 pounds of fun.
Hang on. Hey. There I am. Hey, everybody. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. I feel like I'm just killing it when I do it like that. Not in a good way.
What do you mean?
It's like the difference between... Well, I'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
The phone number is 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P for those of you with numbers still on your phone. Or letters.
Letters.
Everyone's got numbers. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I will have it open in a second. You tweet it. I will see it and then read it on the air. It's the easiest thing in the world. At Mascot Wedding. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. We just heard off of their forthcoming album, Something. That was Chairlift with Sidewalk Safari. How are you, David?
I'm okay. Short answer, I'm okay. Long answer, this week, like, it feels like it's been taken out of my life. Like, it hasn't gone by fast. It hasn't, nothing like that. I just feel like this week has just, I skipped this week, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was trying to look back on this week, and I was like, what did I do?
Right.
Are there any stories to tell from this week? And I couldn't think of a one.
Yeah, same here. And I had a pretty good week. Like, I had to actually sit down and, like, put a brain on it and, like, think about what I did. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it was a good week. Other than that, if I hadn't done that, this would have been the most forgettable week in the world.
Popped in your own head, took a look at your brain bears, and go, hunt! Like that?
Sure, yes.
Hunt for some memories.
The second most dangerous game.
Which is what?
Hunting for memories.
Touché. What I was saying earlier during the intro was that I felt like I was being too discordant, dystonal. Is that a word?
No.
Well, let's say it is.
Okay, sure.
With the intro, because I was like, you may call in 4725 6, right? You know, whatever.
I see, yes.
It's like if I was saying, David, I want you to know that you're a really good friend, and I love you.
So you're lacking...
Would you feel that I meant it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I feel like you're lacking a music in your voice today.
I am a little sick. Full disclosure.
Okay.
I was trying to get over a cold.
Sorry, as soon as I said that, I was trying to think of a dumb song I could sing that has the lyric, you're lacking the music in your voice. Because that sounds like a Goo Goo Dolls song. Like, you're lacking the music in your voice, and I'm going to bring it back. But I thought that's dumb. Don't do that on the air. And I didn't.
Good. Awesome. Way to show some self-restraint.
Finally, it's about time.
Yeah.
How are you, Mac Blake?
I am good. Like I said, I'm a little sick. Mm-hmm. I had some big plans last night to get some work done, and instead I fell asleep.
Nice.
I did get to watch the Spurs choke away a game, though.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like they couldn't care about playing the Kings. They're like, oh, we'll win eventually.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then they didn't.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, nuts to this. And I had to go to the bathroom. Fortunately, in my apartment, the bed is next to the bathroom. And yeah. So when it came out, I go, hey, what are you all about? Ugh. And then I got right in it.
You really don't. There's a lack of music in your stories, too, today.
What if I potted it up like this? Hey, what are you all about?
Then that would be Gene Simmons.
Okay. What's your fantasy? Hey, we also have a special in-studio guest.
What?
Yep, she is a local comedian who performs with us in the sketch comedy group. God, could you hear me scratching my cheek?
Richardson? I could, yeah.
Awful radio.
There's a lot of not good noises going on right now.
Tell you what, we'll edit that out. Snip, 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 snip. Hey, she's a local comedian that is in a sketch comedy troupe with us, Stag Comedy. She also performs improv with us in the Mascot Wedding Improv Edition.
Sure.
Which, let's say that's its name.
Mascot Wedding's improv concern.
We're like McSweeney's. We are concerned about being funny, but not really trying too hard. She's been on the show before, Jimena Estrada, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Jimena Bucky's Edition.
Yeah.
Has anyone been to the giant Buc-ee's yet?
The Buc-ee's Plex? No, I have not.
There's a Buc-ee's now between Austin and San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I for sure thought the Truckee's was going to beat Buc-ee's to the punch.
I don't know.
I remember they were building that one in Austin, but then it was condemned.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the story of Truckee's life, though, is just coming up short every single time.
I miss Truckee's.
The one they were going to build in Austin, Mayor Woods condemned it, and in... On the decree or whatever, the thing that was like stapled to it?
Yes.
It literally said, this is a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah. Mayor Woods has been relying too much on the Star Wars quotes these days, but...
oh, my God.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway. So the Buc-ee's took its place, I guess.
I guess.
As the premier gas station.
I don't think Truckee's... Well, anyway.
Yeah, Truckee's... I don't know.
I would say premier.
Does Truckee's have its own little plush truck? Like the way the Buc-ee's has their own little plush beaver.
I try not to go into Truckee's.
Oh, have you? I went in there once because I needed to break a five, and I just wanted to get out of there quickly. They have not plush toys the way you think, like cute plush toys. Like this plush toy was an adult novelty.
Oh, what?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what you think it would be in a Truckee's product, and it was gross.
Did you take a picture?
Of course I did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
When you use the gas handles at Truckee's, excuse me, not Buc-ee's, when you use the gas pumps at Truckee's, it literally makes a fart sound.
Yeah.
I missed that.
I didn't care for it.
Last time I went, it would just yell obscenities at you. It wasn't farting. Maybe.
That might have been just an employee holding down the microphone.
Oh, no.
Oh, they'll do that too. Horribly.
I fell
horribly.
For it.
Yeah. Well.
Man, why haven't we? We need to take. Oh, we don't have the time. As soon as we get some time, let me actually finish the sentence.
Sure.
We need to take a field trip to the Buc-ee's Plex.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can I go? Can I go?
Yeah, of course you can go.
I'm still on the hunt for those Buc-ee's pajamas that I heard rumor of about a year ago.
I'll tell you this. I had to get somebody a Christmas present that was a sort of plush Buc-ee's beaver. This one across from me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty great.
I heard some rumors, a.k.a. saw on their Facebook that the... One of the Buc-ee's had this like giant stash, and I was like, I hope it's that one in Lulling, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And Lulling, Texas Buc-ee's did have a giant stash of Buc-ee's merch that I had not seen before.
Oh.
So I think they may have some Buc-ee's PJs.
Oh, you know what I would love? A bathrobe with Buc-ee's right here holding a mug of coffee. Maybe he's wearing the same bathrobe, and on his bathrobe he's wearing, he's drinking some coffee.
Yeah.
That became fan fiction.
It really did.
Oh, man.
I would love it. I would love it.
I like a Kanye West t-shirt where he's on a t-shirt. And he's wearing a t-shirt of himself. And he's like dancing along. And
where would you see that, Mac? I want that.
He's looking out at me and he says, I love you. Yeah. And he's applauding. And then also in the back, he's driving a car.
And then when you get the shirt wet and you wring it out, it goes on an adventure. No?
That sounds like a magical shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sad now, guys. You've ruined my day because it doesn't exist. Obviously.
Well, it's a flight of fancy on your part.
Speaking of being this car, I feel like you almost were like letting the beat drop there for a second. You're like, I have you in my day because it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Mary Kate and Ashley. Oh, how are you doing, Jimena? Thanks for coming on the show. Yay. You ready to applaud?
We did.
Yeah, okay. Applaud again.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Sound a little under the weather. How are you feeling?
I have not recovered my voice from partying on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
Still.
It's
what, 21 days?
Good heavens.
It's taken 21 days and my voice is still not back. I don't regret it. This is party voice.
It sounds smoky.
That line? What is your fantasy?
What are you all about?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Jeez. What did you do for New Year's?
I was in Nicaragua.
Okay.
And I was on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I partied for 3 days straight.
Wow.
All of which comprised my New Year's Eve as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, because cocaine's legal there.
Well, yes, it is.
Excellent. Excellent news. You didn't use cocaine, though.
No.
we pledge to stay drug free.
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah.
I do whatever video game pre-screens tell me to do.
Yes, of course. The Simpsons told me not to do drugs. They have the Simpsons at pinballs now. Did you know that? That four player?
You know, they... Oh, actually, that was not that. I was saying I beat it at the highball, but that was a Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Right.
Did we talk about that on the air? I think
we did.
Yes. Yeah.
It was the greatest night of your life.
It was pretty good. Take that, birth of my child.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, BT Dubs, I got a kid.
Uh-oh, Merry Uh-oh. Christmas to you.
Surprise, guys.
Did you trade your kid in for the plush Buckies?
No, but if that's an option, I think.
I think they do that at Truckies, actually. Never mind, I was confusing it with Truckies.
Truckies. Come on now to Truckies. We'll take your kid.
They will, too.
They will, indeed.
Why did you offer that up? Would that have meant more to you if he had traded a kid in for...
For a Christmas present for me? Yes, absolutely. What a story to tell.
Look, but that would be like me bringing home some beans for a cow. You know what I mean?
Actually, you know what? I've got a grand plan now. So
you got a GP?
I do. So I'm going to get you a present for next Christmas. But expect me next month around February, March to start laying some groundwork. Like, I went out with this girl and I think I might have gotten her pregnant. Because then by the time December rolls around, it's like, oh, hey, Merry Christmas. You'll never guess what I had to trade in to get that shirt.
I love this GP.
I do too. I just hope I don't actually like jinx myself and knock up somebody between now and then. is anybody else's parents like this? Because I was having a conversation with my mother the other day, and I was telling her I've been having fantasies of getting fired from work. Like, it's a real plan of mine. It's like, what if I just shoved my boss and like got fired? And like, I'd go on unemployment, I'd have free time, it would be great. And I'm telling my mom this as a joke, and she's like, oh, mijo, no, you better knock on wood. You don't want to lose your job. I was like, of course I don't want to lose my job, but also like, there's not like some prankster god who's listening to my words and be like, I'll show you.
Yeah. My mom does that every time I talk about my car because I have a 10-plus-year-old car and I'm always like, you know, it's been a really good car. It hasn't really given me, and then I haven't even finished the sentence. Mm. She's like, nope, don't even talk about your car. Don't even say what problems it hasn't had because the minute you get back into it, it's going to, the prankster god will have heard you.
Loki?
Yes, Loki.
Loki.
Like, I used to believe that when I was little, like, you know, just the power of the jinx. But I'm a little too old. Like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
I still kind of believe in the power of the jinx, though.
I still knock on wood.
Yeah.
But that's just sort of going through
the
motions.
I've never had to knock on wood.
Why is that?
I don't know, but I know someone who has.
Who's that?
I'm sure it isn't good.
I have no idea. Oh, I got it. Okay.
I'm
lost.
Yeah. It was real crappy.
Is it a sports reference?
Oh no.
I wish that had been a sports reference.
That was a pretty good Mighty Mighty Bosstones, though, wasn't it?
That was pretty great.
Hey, guys, I got a great name for our band.
What's that?
The Mighty Bosstones.
Now it's losing
what?
Something.
What is it losing?
Just
because we're the Bosstones, man.
Of course. No,
we're the boss.
Everybody's on board with the Bosstones, and we are mighty, but I just like... Is there something more than mighty? I just want to get that across to people.
Guys, that movie starts in 1 minute. Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Yes.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Never had to knock on wood.
Why did we come up with that deadline for ourselves?
Well, it was a very important movie. It was The English Patient.
The English Patient? Oh, no. Sorry, I was trying to drop that. Do a little drop there.
I think I might have hurt my voice
party voice.
Oh no, not the Bosstones.
That Mighty Mighty Bosstones guy, who I assume his name is like, you know, Mike T. Bostonowski, probably.
Sure, Bostonakis.
Bostonakis, thank you. That is how he sings.
Yeah,
like he really is like like that sort of thing.
Yeah, because like even in that soft part of that song,
yeah.
It's still gravelly. It's like, never had to. I never knocked on wood. Like,
that sounds like George Lopez singing that.
I wouldn't know. I haven't heard that guy in a while.
He called into our show once. Did you hear that?
I
get out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed it because I was tending to some radio business.
Yeah. Like, you hearing on a podcast? Is that up yet?
That is up. It sure is. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that was fun.
Cool.
Hey, Mac, I've got something to ask you.
Please, ask away, by God.
Mac, do you... actually,
by God.
This is for both of you, Mac and Jimena Estrada.
No, enjoy as well.
Yes. Do both of you shop at American Apparel?
Yeah, I purchase things from American Apparel from time to time.
Okay, not to endorse, not to dissuade. How do you feel about shopping in American Apparel?
I don't know. I kind of feel like a jerk.
Okay.
A little bit of a jerk.
At first, when I first started doing it, for me, the story was, oh, here are some items of clothing. They are relatively inexpensive, mm-hmm. and they are made here in the USA.
Sure.
And they seem to be cool. And then the more that I expose to them, it's like, all right, they're sleaze bags.
Yeah. Which leads to my next question. How do you feel about their advertising?
Oh, not awful.
Good. Okay, good. Because I was...
There was that Onion article, and it was American Apparel Models Freed was the headline.
That's amazing. That's very good.
Because I was flipping through the Chronicle, this week's Austin Chronicle. Oh, it's stapled now. How long has it... It's been stapled for a while, hasn't it? And this is the first time I've noticed it. Anyways... So as soon as you flip open, as soon as you flip out about how those staples in it now, there's an ad for an American Apparel, and it's turtlenecks, and it's 11 photos of this same one model, and she's modeling turtlenecks, which is good in that way that normally American Apparel is like, hey, for winter, hot pants,
yeah.
or like...
Yeah.
Like leggings, and then that's all she's wearing.
Yeah, or I'm surprised she's not wearing the turtleneck like on one thigh.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And then like the rest of her is naked.
So I saw this and I was like, hey, good for you, American Apparel. Until I read this. Could you pod me up for a second?
Pod it up, sir.
Thank you. Meet Alexandra. She's a 16-year-old student and dancer. Alexandria grew up on a farm in Minnesota and now lives in LA with her mom and two rescued Chihuahuas. She is wearing the sheer rib long sleeve turtleneck in navy. Why is she there? Why is that?
You know, when you first held it up, I thought that maybe the whole point of it was the aesthetic of like the same picture over and over again uh-huh. like that and just making it not so much about the girl, but about like the layout.
Right, of course, yes.
But as soon as you read that,
yeah,
I don't know what to
say. It doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
Like, and that's the thing. I've never shopped at American Apparel, or I've bought gift cards there for my nieces because I don't know what they like anymore. But I've never like purchased anything because of sort of that reason. Like, I don't want to go into some sort of slime den and support them. But then even this well-meaning ad, like, it looked fine. Yeah. It's turtlenecks.
We were proud for a second there, weren't we?
Yeah, but
why were we proud?
No, because we did it.
Yeah.
We did it as a nation. But then, like, to tell me, like, she's a 16-year-old model and dancer. Like, I don't care. That's gross.
Especially the 16-year-old part. Like,
thank you. Yes. Yes. Like, tell
me. She's not even legal.
No.
Is this? Are these the same people that had the countdown for when Mary-Kate and Ashley, Mary-Kate and Ashley, were turning 18?
Where's that from?
Oh, Watch the Throne.
Oh, yeah. What song is that?
That's
The Friends in Paris.
Yeah, okay. Friends in Paris.
Okay.
We got Friends in Paris.
Yeah, we got Friends in Paris.
But yeah, like... And that's the sort of thing that it sort of reinforces the notion that I don't ever want to purchase anything from there.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking about this the other day, and I was actually talking to Mac briefly about it.
That's me, play.
Are we going to run out of things that we're boycotting? Like, is it just going to reach a point where everything's going to irk us in some regard to where we just stop purchasing everything?
I don't know. Well, I've never been able to boycott anything just because... Every time I've had a friend like actively boycott something, I'm always like, I had a friend who was boycotting leather,
sure.
but would still eat meat. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, you're eating the cow, but I don't know. It's just every time I've met someone that boycotts something, they have some other choice that they don't, that
right.
doesn't fit for me. So I'm like, if I were to boycott something, I guarantee that there would be 8 other things you'd be like, well, then
exactly.
what are these other choices you're making? So I don't think I'm good enough to boycott
yeah.
anything.
Man, boycotting is tough
mm-hmm.
just because I forget.
Yes.
Like, or sometimes it's, man, I don't buy Nike stuff. I don't buy.
Well,
oh, the green
because
hills.
You're Scottish? Because of your Scottish? Because
I'm cheap. Yeah, I don't buy. I don't buy Nike stuff. And then one time I was in a store and I had to get some Sam. Man, I cannot talk.
You're doing
I had
good.
To get some.
You're doing great.
I'm doing pretty good. I had to buy some cleats. Because I was playing softball. I had to buy some cleats to play softball. Uh-huh. And the only cleats that fit me were Nike.
Sure.
And I didn't want to go into the store. So, like, you win. Also, there was that time when we tried to go see Aziz Ansari at Frank last South By.
Yes.
And the Frank employees could not be bigger jerks to us.
Of course.
And I was like, never coming here, Frank. And then I was at work at International Tomato, and it was somebody's last day, and they wanted to go to Frank. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be like, excuse me, but one time we went to go see a comedian. Yeah, let's just go. Let's just go.
A free show that was just, announced the day of.
By the way, thankfully, Frank on their own. Well, once I'm inside, I got such terrible service again from them.
Of course, yeah. From America's foxiest waitresses.
Really? That place is so beautifully designed inside. Like, I love all the typography and everything, and I like the idea of it or whatever. I just wish I've had a positive experience inside there.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. I have...
thanks for supporting us if you did during a pledge.
We'll find ways to like them again.
Honesty.
I have been silently...
Judging us?
Uh-huh. You? Always.
Monster.
No, I've been silently boycotting Dr. Pepper for a few months, ever since they came out with the Dr. Pepper 10 ads.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think I might have been drinking a Dr. Pepper when one of those came on, and just like, God.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because at first I watched those commercials, I was like, you know better than that. But then, like, it affected me in a way that few other things have, where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to drink this anymore until this stuff is off the air. But, like, it's not effective in the way that I'm not telling everybody, hey, guys, don't drink Dr. Pepper. I'm just doing it for me.
Right.
And that feels silly.
That's the other part of it, too, is that you'd have to be one of those people that, like, you'd have to be so much more active and really be committed to it. And I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm right for the job.
Yeah.
By the way, I put that picture on the mascot winning Twitter.
Nice.
Just now. So it's on there. We also got a tweet from Bohonkus13 who says, that's why I only girl cot.
Oh. See, you know what?
I'll give it to you, Bohonkus.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's the kind of dumb stuff that doesn't get you tweet spended. See? Just low hanging fruit right there, buddy. But going back to, I'll see on Facebook or something where people are like, hey, long day at work. I'm going to Chick-fil-A. And I don't go to Chick-fil-A anymore because of their reprehensible beliefs.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
So I read about their reprehensible beliefs, which I probably could have guessed being how uber or evangelical is that what they are. Well, I don't know for sure.
Right. Yes.
Words in their mouth.
Uh-huh.
But they don't. Their CEO, is that who it is?
I believe so, yeah.
Chick-fil-A is not crazy about gay people. Mm-hmm. I'll say it right there.
Actually, it's their company policy, but yes, go ahead.
Okay. There you go. And so I don't really want to support this business.
Right.
But I kind of wanted it one last time. You know what I mean? I haven't done that one last time yet.
Okay.
Can I go?
Yeah, we can go. Okay. We can go right now.
Can we go tomorrow?
No.
Can't.
Closed on Sundays.
Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
No way.
Yeah. It's the only time I want it.
Yeah, it's the only time anybody wants it.
You know, I'm sure I'll boycott something at some point. I'm sure something will come along that'll be easy enough and feel right with the rest of my choices. And I'll feel good about myself and my community.
I boycotted this one. I swore a fatwa against it. Uh-huh. This one Sonic because two reasons. Tell me if I told the story on the radio before.
Okay.
Well, it's really short anyway. So I was going to work. Excuse me. I'm already at work and I was on my lunch break, but I had to run an errand. Mm-hmm. And so I'm coming back and I'm like, oh man, I only got like 10 more minutes before I have to be back in the office, but I'm starving. I'll just pop into the Sonic and get some food really quick.
Mm.
And so I pop in there and I think I order like a burger, fries, and a soda. And it's taken forever for them to bring out my food. And I pressed the button again. I was like, hey, wonder where my food is. I'm like, oh, sorry, we'll bring it right out. And once again, it is taking them forever. At this point, I am already late for work.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm already 5 minutes late for work. I will give them 2 more minutes to give me this food and then I got to get out of here. And with like 30 seconds to spare, they roll up and they go, give me the food. And they go, sorry, sir, no charge. I'm like, all right, yeah, thank you. And like driving away. And so I'm on my way back to the office. And I reach my hand over in the back because I'm also starving at this point. And I grab a tater tot, pop it into my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yep. And so I get back to the office and I'm like, you know, the tater tot. And I was like, wait a second. I ordered burger, fries, and a soda. I didn't order tater tots. I opened this thing up and they got my meal wrong. And so, like, what am I supposed to do? Because I didn't pay them anything. Mm-hmm. So what am I going to do? Like, go back and be like, hey, I want you guys screwed up my order. It's like, sorry, sir, we'll give you your money back. Like, I didn't pay you. And like, then what do you want? Like, change back time. But here's the thing. You know what was in that bag?
This is great.
It was a Frito pie and a corn dog.
Yeah.
Who orders that for lunch? Did I get a 12-year-old's lunch?
That's like when an alien comes to Earth and they're trying to act like a human and they're like, I will have...
chili and milk, please. It's like, nope, exactly you got it wrong.
When you said you put your hand in the bag and pulled something out, I was like, this is going to be a cockroach story.
Think,
I just know it.
Gross.
I feel it.
I've been in that tater tot. Sure enough, rat bone.
Rat bone.
That's why we call you the rat bone.
My nickname, rat bone. No, but it, like, seriously, like a Frito, was he going to take the corn dog and dip it in the Frito pie? I hope so.
Yeah, that's, you know what? Because look, I'm a great big fat person and I can't
you're
even,
really not.
I can't even see myself eating that combination. Well, maybe I could, but I'd have to be at like a fair. I would have to be at a carnival type situation.
I'm in a Sonic ordering a gross burger with some French grosses and some sugar water, and I can still look down on this this other person's order. Then I went back there again. God, this is, hindsight was 2020. I went back there again, and then later that night, I got very sick. And I was like, what happened? Like, I was fine this morning, and now I am just, you know, getting sick in my turlet and everything.
Sliding in at first.
Not that. Sorry. I'm vomiting is what I was saying.
Okay.
I was trying not to say it, but then it sounded like I was doing something else. I was yakking.
Sure.
And somebody goes, well, did you eat anything bad today? And I was like, well, I mean that, no, it was fine. I mean, the grilled cheese sandwich I had at Sonic was a weird color, but I go, oh my God. Because I literally got out the grilled cheese sandwich from the little bag, which I'm already making fun of this other guy for not ordering an adult meal.
Right.
And here I am ordering a grilled cheese sandwich.
Seriously, out of a little bag.
Can I have some oatmeal with some baby peaches on top? Could you cut up some apple slices and put peanut butter on them? Which that is a great snack.
Sure.
And I looked at this, I was like, that sure is a dark yellow for this grilled cheese sandwich. Shrug. And then just chomped it down. So twice, I was like, I will never eat at the Sonic again, ever. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I swear a fatwa. And sure enough, they closed down, went out of business.
Yes!
All because of you, McGregor.
I won that one. Let's applaud for me.
All right, let's applaud for you.
Hey, before we take a break, I wanted to throw this out at you. I was reading this article online today about a 16-year-old that completed a trip around the world.
Okay.
Which that, I'm not going to tell someone how to raise their kid, but... I mean, congratulations to the 16-year-old, but is that... I don't know.
Right.
Seemed a little dicey. And on the sidebar there, there was an article in it. The headline and a little bit of the start of the article were there. And when you click on the link, the headline is, Elizabeth Smart rescued kidnapped victim engaged at 24. And on the main page of the article begins this way. A Utah woman kidnapped at knife point at age 14 and held captive for 9 months is getting married. However, on the page that I clicked the link and it took me to the article, the start of the article was something different.
Uh-huh.
And I think I know why they changed it. The start of the article was, the Utah woman who captured headlines when she was kidnapped at age 14.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't read that one through.
Oh, did they? She captured the headlines at knife point? Oh, she put a bag over the head?
Yeah.
Stick them in a car? Oh, one more thing I want to complain about.
Yes.
We've complained about this on the show before, and once again, Kim Novak, did you hear this, lady? So apparently the artist...
Oh, right. Yes.
In his musical score, used part of the...
Vertigo
soundtrack. And she goes, oh, listening to that, I felt raped.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So this, you know, we talked about it. Like, people don't really need to cool it on saying that entertainment arred them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really? So did it hold you down, break your jaw? Uh-huh. And, you know, all this awful stuff. No, you just sat in a theater listening to a movie.
Right, exactly. Like, a movie... Look, anyway. She was third billed in this movie. She didn't write the score. She didn't write the movie. She didn't direct the movie. She just acted in a movie. And now she's writing an open letter to, like, Variety saying, I would like to report a rape. This movie...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did she take an article out?
Yeah.
Oh, what a scumbag.
That's awful.
It is awful. Because, again, like, you were just saying, she was third billed. She was making the movie... It's not like when she was in the scenes, they were playing the music.
Uh-huh.
That's not how movies work.
Right.
They added the music in later, so she had to be sitting in a theater or maybe at home watching herself in this movie.
Yeah.
And she goes, I can't believe I was watching a different movie, and I heard the same sounds, and it was just like I was sexually assaulted.
Oh, my God. Please, yeah. No.
Get over it.
Seriously.
Hey, you want to play some music?
Let's play some music.
Sorry. That was a bit of heavy scolding there. You know what, though? Novak, you deserve it. You come at me, Novak, I come at you. Kim Novak came at me, right? You all saw it, right? She shot at me first?
Sure.
It's like Old West rules. By the way, God bless the Old West.
Oh, it's how I'm getting buried, Old West style.
Like a Deadwood. Watch that show. Like, yeah, you kill someone, and they come over like, what happened here? It's like, He called my mom a name. And they're like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, that's how I break up with people. I send them out to have something tied over their head and then bury them in a pile of fire ants.
Jesus.
Yep. That's what it's just
That's
said.
Why I'm single.
Just see other people.
I don't know how to do that.
Good heavens.
You're frightening. What are we
going to
hear, David?
We're going Talking Heads on this one from their album Fear of Music. This is Memories Can't Wait. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Yep. With the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake, and we just heard the Talking Heads off of their album Fear of Music. That was Memories Can't Wait. We have special in-studio guest Jimena Estrada here. Hold on, your mic was not on. Try it again.
Uh-huh.
There it is. And now we are going to do another segment of the show. We did this last week. It's kind of the idea of our recently promoted associate producer, Tim. And the segment is now called What is Happening Now? The Spotlight is on Sunken Valley. God, that's an unwieldy name, right?
Kind of unwieldy.
Yeah, he said he'd make it better because last week's it was really super unwieldy. But it's a community spotlight on Sunken Valley because, you know, co-op is a community station. And so today we have a guest from the community. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to have him on the show. Mr. Martin Pepper. Thank you, Mr. Martin Pepper.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show today.
No problem, Martin. And you are, can I call you Martin? Is that okay?
Please, yes, absolutely.
And you, of course, are the voice of the Sunken Valley Steamboats.
Sunken Valley Steamboats, yes.
That's right. And they're a minor league team from Sunken Valley. What is the A rating?
They are Sunken Valley's own A-level baseball club.
So 1A.
Yes, just A.
So how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm very happy to be on the show.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I've listened to the show and I enjoy it. And I think you have a really great show here, and I'm happy to be on board.
You know, that's funny. I was going to ask you that. Have you heard the show before? And you have.
I sure have. Yes. I've been catching up on the podcasts when we go on road trips with the Sunken Valley Steamboats.
Oh, okay, cool. What other cities do you play?
Well, we play everywhere in the Tri-Valley area.
Oh, okay. So you play the Flat Valley.
We play Flat Valley and we play Valley Heights. We play everywhere.
What is your favorite part of the show? You don't have... that's a little embarrassing. Do you mind answering?
Sure. I like how mad you get. Sometimes when I'm on the road and I say... like there's a bad play and I say biscuits. And I get so furious and I just think... WWMBD. What would Mac Blake do?
What? No, you don't.
I sure do.
Oh, you're a delight, Mr. Pepper. Martin, sorry.
Oh, please. Yes. Martin, please. Yes.
Okay. So how are the Steamboats doing this year?
Well,
I got to be honest with you. I haven't been following them as closely as I could.
Oh, well, that's fine because it's the off season.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Pitchers and catchers report February 20th.
How did they do last year, I meant?
Last year, they didn't do so great. They were last place out of a division of five, as you may know. They got their heads handed to them, but they got a very exciting team this year, and it should be great.
So what can people expect if they go to where do the Steamboats play?
The Steamboats play at the Sunken Valley Sports Complex.
Okay. Kind of a generic name.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, we're still waiting for those naming rights. We've had a lot of bidders. We've had Diversions put a bid on the naming rights, and Kenny Rogers Roasters, and then Henry Rollins Roasters, but that didn't take either.
What do you think it would be called if Kenny Rogers Roasters bought the naming rights?
Probably the Chicken Dome.
Fair enough.
But we'd have to build a dome on top of it, and I am not going to foot the bill for it because I don't make that much.
Why did you assume it would be a dome then?
Well, it just sounds better than Chicken Field.
Fair enough again. So what could people expect if they come out to a Steamboats game?
Well, we got a great team. I think we got some exciting young players. Let's see. Have you seen Bryce Tanner play?
I have not.
All right. How about our hot new fireballer, Gabriel Dominguez?
No. He's a pitcher, I guess?
He's a pitcher. Oh, yeah. We got him from the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
He's 19 years old. Looks a little bit around 26, but I'm not checking if you're not checking.
I won't be.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got a good team?
Well, you got some good teams, yeah. That's it.
Just those guys?
Yeah, well, because, you know, it's a single A club, so a lot of people either get promoted to double A or they just flat out retire.
You know, that's the weird thing about minor league sports is if you do have a really good team, one of your players will get snatched away.
Exactly.
So it's kind of, don't take us the wrong way, I find it hard to root for minor league sports.
I find it hard to call minor league sports.
You don't like your job?
Let's be honest here. I had to look at a piece of paper just to remember their names.
So you don't enjoy being the voice of the Sunken Valley Steamboats?
Look, don't get me wrong. I love Sunken Valley Steamboats baseball, but it gets a little much sometimes.
Now, I've been told that your calling style, how would you describe it, the way you call games?
Well, I sort of just call it the way it is, but it's...
I've heard you have some fun calls, though.
I sure do. Well, you know, when you've been in the business as long as I have, you have to sort of spice it up a little.
So let's say that the player gets it's a really high pop fly. What would you say?
I'd say, hot beans, it's coming down.
Hot beans, it's coming down?
Hot beans, it's coming down.
Hot beans is that a thing you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like look out. Because one time I was in a restaurant in San Luis Obispo, and a gentleman brought a plate of hot beans. And
this really happened to you?
This happened to me. Okay. Oh, yes. 1978. And spilled it on my lap, and I said, hot beans. And ever since, I've been terrified of hot beans.
So when the ball comes down and you say hot beans, are you actually scared in that moment?
A little bit.
It doesn't sound good.
Well, neither does dropping a foul ball, does it?
No, it doesn't, but it sounds a little bit better than something. Yeah, I'm not all... I don't think people are terrified of foul balls dropping them for the rest of their lives.
Well, I you know what? I don't get paid the big bucks like these baseball players do, so they can handle a fly ball or a plate of hot beans better than I ever could.
Okay, so what if a player just like a really...
Opens up a soda, yeah, cool down with a nice refreshing Coca-Cola.
Sorry, that was supposed to be like the sound of a bat crack. Well, it doesn't matter.
Could you do it one more time?
If you want me to. Okay, so here's the pitch and...
I see. I don't...
You know what? It doesn't matter.
No, I hear the bat, but then there's like a sizzle afterwards. Like...
It was supposed to be people cheering. Hey, man, did you know what I did the first time?
It made me really thirsty.
So you thought it was a soda, too?
I thought it was a soda.
Thirsty for an ice cold Coca-Cola, official sponsor of the Sunken Valley Steamboats.
I knew what you were trying to do.
I appreciate that. So, but what if a player does get a big hit? How would you call that?
If he gets a big hit?
Like a home run, like a big home run.
I'd say, put your head on the pillow. This one's a dream.
Because it was a big hit.
Yeah, it was a dream of a hit. You kidding me?
Do you work on those?
No, they just sort of come to me.
Have you ever had one you wish you could have gotten back?
I sure do.
What is that? What is one of those?
Well, it's what got me fired from the Detroit Tigers AA affiliate back in 1987.
Oh my goodness. What was the circumstance?
Jesse Orozco was doing a rehab stint, and he was pitching a very good game.
Okay, so Jesse Orozco, he's on the mound, and what does he throw, like a strike?
He threw a strike.
And then you made a call. What was the call? You can say it here. Safe place.
I can say it here.
Well, keep it clean for radio.
Well, then I can't say it here.
Give me what is the gist of it?
It's a derogatory name for an Hispanic man.
Oh, my God. Martin.
Starts with an S.
Okay, all right.
And I may have said a word that starts with an F in front of us.
Oh, my Lord.
Was it
friendly?
The word? No, it was the F word.
Oh, okay. What made you say that?
I was in the moment.
That's not a good moment
to be in. He was pitching a very good game.
Was it against your team, the Detroit affiliate?
No, I was rooting for him, but just something came out that I wasn't terribly proud of. And
I don't mean to be laughing, Martin. That sounds kind of awful.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, we all grow from experiences, and I'm happy to be the voice of the Sunken Valley Steamboats.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. Can you hang out for a little bit?
Oh, okay. Should I... Just hang out here?
Yeah. Just hang out here. It's
fine. Can do that.
Okay, awesome. And if you have a question for Martin, you may tweet at us at Mascot Wedding. Are you on Twitter, Martin?
No, I am. I am not. My step granddaughter is on the Twitter, and I occasionally accidentally open up her profile, and then I'll send some tweets out before I realize what I'm doing, and then next thing you know, I'm being yelled at by my step granddaughter.
Why would you send some tweets out?
I don't know. It's Friday night. I've had a couple of gin and tonics, and I just want to reach out to people.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Pepper?
Please, absolutely. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Jimena.
Jimena, that's lovely.
Why, thank you.
What is that, Dutch?
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead.
What is your favorite snack, Mr. Pepper?
My favorite snack? Good heavens. I'd have to
Not beans.
No, hot beans! Oh!
Can I say right now when she said beans, the look in your eye was...
Yeah.
My heart leapt out.
Saw that.
You look legitimately terrified.
Yes, I've been told that. I've been told my face looks like a scene from the film Jacob's Ladder.
Never saw it.
Well, neither have I, and I don't want to if it reminds me of hot beans.
Like looking in a dark mirror, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But going back to your question, I'd have to say there's a lot of the ballpark staples. I like the hot dogs. I like the nachos. I like, some Cracker Jacks. I like them all.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the hot dogs. Good choice.
Yeah, yeah. Rank them. Rank your favorite snacks.
At a ballpark? Or in life?
First question, ballpark. Second question, life.
Hot dogs and hot dogs.
Pretty good. Yeah. Can't argue with results.
So, two things. Number one, back to something you were saying earlier. When you're talking about your step-granddaughter...
Yes.
You clenched your fist up really tight. It's like you were... I sense a little anger there. Do you get along with her?
Oh, well, that's a hard-hitting question. I get along with her in the sense that we are both living together on Earth.
Do you share a home with her? Is that...
I share a part-time home with her, but then again, I'm on the road a lot as the voice of the Sunken Valley Steamboats, but I am home 4 months a year, and it is not what some would call fun.
Also, this is maybe a little selfish, but would you mind giving me some calls? Like,
sure.
For instance, I'll do something like good on the radio, and then you can just give us some calls, and maybe we can use them or something.
Okay.
So let's say we're talking on the radio, and I deliver a choice zinger, like a really good burn on someone.
All right, let's hear the tail end of that.
more like something you did. I don't know what the zinger would be.
Well, sell it, please. Come on, we're on the radio. We are professional radio men.
All right, it's professional radio.
Here, I'll help you. Okay. You're a dummy, Mac.
You're a dummy? You're talking to me or your mom?
Uh-oh, good heavens, Darlene, that's a fat baby you have.
Okay, what? Who's Darlene?
Darlene is an imaginary lady I made up who just got zung by Mac Blake of the Mascot Wedding Show.
Why a fat baby?
Because who wants a fat baby? I think we all want...
Is this something you revisit? Like,
no.
Do you have other calls for Darlene?
No, I don't. I just, I go with the flow, whatever name pops up, and I use it, and people seem to love it.
Okay, what if I play a song and it's like a really rocking song?
Okay, let's hear you back announce that song.
That was that song by Chairlift off of their album Something. It was pretty good, right?
Get the hell out of my car, Darlene. That's my Buick LeSabre.
Okay, why you said Darlene again?
Did I? I was not aware.
Well, you knew what you just said, though, right?
No, I was just sort of in the moment. I was listening to that song by Chairlift on the Mascot Wedding Show.
Is that the name of your step-granddaughter, maybe?
Chairlift? No, that is the name of the band that was played on the Mascot Wedding Show.
No, Darlene.
Darlene.
What is your step-granddaughter's name?
Her name is not important right now.
Is it Darlene?
It is Darlene.
Does she have a fat baby?
No, she does not.
Was she a fat baby?
Perhaps.
So let's say I'm introducing
the
a guest.
Fattest.
Okay.
Ugliest right. Piece of...
All right, we get the idea.
Crap, you've ever seen.
Martin, we get it. We get it, Martin.
I apologize completely.
No, you don't need to apologize. You're doing fine.
Well, then never mind. I retract my apology.
Okay, so let's say I'm introducing a guest.
All right.
So it's like, hey, welcome to the show. I got a special guest, Jimena Estrada.
Oh, was that the guest? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's me. Jimena right there.
All right. I'm sorry. I was somewhere else then.
Do you want me to feed...
Please do. Again?
Welcome to the show, Jimena Estrada.
Yay.
Darlene, you are a disappointment to us all. I wish you would go back to college or hell.
Oh, my God. Or hell?
How's that now?
All right. Tell you what, let's just let's move on to something else for a while.
Okay. I don't see what was the problem with that. Of course, I wasn't listening to myself.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right.
So, Jimena, you know that band, the Black Keys?
I do.
So we've played some Black Keys on this show before.
Sure.
And they're a moderate... Oh, you've heard the Black Keys?
Oh, yeah. It's Bryce Tanner's batting music.
Oh, really? Tighten Up?
No, it's a 10 a.m. automatic. It's the single off Rubber Factory.
See? They're, back in the day, they were sort of a under-the-radar act. And then their last album propelled them to superstardom. And now they got a new album out. And it was doing really well. They're coming to Austin Guess where they're playing.
Waterloo Records.
No, more than that. Legitimate guess. Where do you think they're playing?
Okay, legitimate guess, yes. Stubbs.
No. Think up.
Frank Irwin Center?
The Frank Irwin Center.
Good heavens. Good for them.
I know, good for them. Doesn't it seem like a really weird place to see the Black Keys?
Why would it be weird? I mean, if they're so big now.
I mean, I guess so, but it's weird to think of them as an arena rock group. Also, because shows at the Frank Irwin Center, aren't they terrible?
Well, actually, now that you say it, my first guess was Stubbs, so I guess that would be more normal.
I would think Stubbs, too. Maybe Austin Music Hall, maybe the W.
But I wouldn't think it's too terribly weird, considering that their music is featured on every commercial on Face of the Planet now.
I don't hold that against them for a second.
No, me neither, but, they're that big, so...
Yeah, but they're also...
why not?
They're also... I mean, I know they bring in other musicians, but, they're a two-piece. Not when they're touring, but it's I guess that also colors my perception of them or something. But then I was thinking more about it, and it's not their fault that, like, usually the bands that play the Frank Irwin Center, it's like,
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Saw them twice last December. It was the time of my life.
You really did... Did you go with family?
No, went alone.
You went alone? Really? Because it sounds kind of terrible.
No, well, I'll tell you what. Christmas is my favorite time of year, but sometimes I just like to spend it alone so I can enjoy it. And I got some free passes thanks to Chick's Sporting Goods in Sunken Valley.
No, you don't need to. Don't advertise.
Home of the low price chicken.
Okay, don't need to advertise it.
Okay, I apologize.
Wait, Chick's Sporting Goods has chicken?
No, it's the... Have you never seen the low price chicken?
No.
It's their mascot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
The one that runs around saying low prices.
Yeah, LPC.
There you go. Yeah, now exactly.
It runs around, sometimes it takes its head off and runs around like a chicken without its head.
Don't you ever ruin the illusion of the low price chicken.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At Chick's Sporting Goods.
All right, stop advertising for them.
Where the illusion is never ruined.
So let's say, can you do me one more favor, Martin?
I sure can.
Let's say the Black Eyed Keys. Black Eyed Keys?
The Black Eyed Keys. That's a band I'd like to see.
I love that. Is that a thing? Because
no,
I love
it. No, it's not a thing. But anyway, let's say the Black Keys were about to come on stage at the Frank Irwin Center.
Sure.
How would you intro them, Martin?
I would say, hello, I'm Martin Pepper.
You would introduce yourself first?
I sure would.
Okay.
And then I would wait for the applause to die down.
Okay.
And then I would say, hot beans, here comes the Black Eyed Keys.
You, once again, when you introduce them right now, you seem scared every time you say that word.
Terrified to my bone.
Why do you keep saying it then?
I don't know. It just feels natural to me.
Fair enough. Well, we got to get out of here.
No.
Clear some room for the clear spot. But thank you for coming on the show, Martin.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And thank you also to Jimena Estrada.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you very much. David Hata, I guess, is attending some radio business.
Yeah, I'll be there in a second.
Okay, let's close up. Oh, boy.
Yeah, sure. Oh,
hey, David, how are you?
I was doing great. I got to say hi to Martin Pepper on the hallway. It was great.
He didn't seem to... He gave you kind of a weird look, it seemed.
I'll tell you what, he bumped into me, did not say anything, and just was out of here like a light.
Okay. Not so great.
No, but real quick, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com, email us mascotwedding@gmail.com, or on Facebook or at Twitter at Mascot Wedding.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Jimena. Stick around for the clear spot. But first, La Sera, off their album Sees the Light. This is Please Be My Third Eye. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Jimena.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Austin.